December 1, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From a bedazzled cane that sparks global change to world-first golf tournaments breaking down barriers, this week's stories put disability front and center. Nova Scotia is funding service providers to transform supports, while Dalhousie Research shines a light on how climate change uniquely impacts people with disabilities. Young voices are driving accessibility awareness in Ukraine, Guangzhou and Nanjing are raising the bar for inclusive spaces, and Nigeria is rethinking public design with equity in mind. Meanwhile, U.S. advocates mark 50 years of disability education law and courts are clarifying when neurodivergence counts as a disability. Across continents and disciplines, one thing is clear: inclusion isn't optional, it's unstoppable. Also in this issue, Games Dunquick's new disability and neurodivergence special is an important step for accessible events. What was SeaWorld thinking with its new disability policy? Chromatin accessibility in stem cells unveils progressive transcriptional alterations in myelodysplastic syndrome. To celebrate 40 years of accessibility at Apple, it released an accessory with Bailey Hakawa to create something good for everyone. Yara Dua Foundation to host policy forum on disability inclusion in Abuja on December 3rd. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Lansing, Michigan is a Will the World Verified destination. Plan your trip with verified accessibility information in Michigan's capital city of Lansing. Enjoy hotels, restaurants, and activities with photos and measurements for a worry-free stay. Lansing strives to be a welcoming destination for people of all abilities. Her bedazzled cane helps her travel the world and spark change. Meet Lachie, blind, bold, and globe-trotting on a sparkle-covered cane. What many see as a limitation, she uses as a spotlight, turning travel into a high-fashion, high-impact statement for disability access and inclusion. In doing so, she's rewriting the travel playbook and making it clear, accessible adventures don't have to be boring. Project funding to help service providers transform disability supports. Get ready to feel hopeful. Service Evolution Fund is injecting fresh energy into how supports are delivered to people with disabilities in Nova Scotia. With a commitment of $1 million per year over 3 years, the fund is helping service providers ditch the old facility-based model and build community-centered, person-directed supports instead. 7 organizations just got the green light for new projects, ranging from upgraded assistive tech to revamped care plans. Translation, more choice, dignity, and independence for people with disabilities across the province. Dyer Park in the Palm Beaches, accessible cycling and outdoor fun. Dyer Park in West Palm Beach is a 560-acre playground for everyone, with something for all abilities. Whether you're into ball sports, paddling on the freshwater lake, or simply enjoying the outdoors, there's plenty to do. Cycling enthusiasts will love the 4.9-mile bicycle path, perfect for standard hand cycles. For those seeking more adventure, Dyer Park also offers mountain biking trails, including a 4.7-mile single-track perimeter trail and a 2.4-mile hill course. If you ride an off-road hand cycle, you can explore 7.1 miles of trails designed just for mountain biking, making this park a true haven for accessible outdoor sports. Living with disability amid climate change, barriers and hope. Climate change isn't just a future problem, it hits some harder, faster. At Dalhousie University, researcher Sarah Norris is spotlighting a side often ignored: how weather disasters, heat domes, and floods disproportionately affect people with disabilities. Her work underscores a blunt truth: the systems we build, not disability itself, create vulnerability. But it's not all doom and gloom. This research is a call to action, we can reshape climate policy and planning so access, equity and resilience go hand in hand. EU for Youth, youth-driven video series on accessibility and inclusion. Fresh voices, fresh vision, the EU for Youth initiative just dropped a youth-driven video series that flips the script on accessibility and inclusion in Ukraine. Across vibrant youth centers, co-working spaces, libraries, and social businesses, the series shows accessibility ISNT and add-on it's the foundation of a fair society. Featuring sign language translation and real stories from young changemakers, it's proof that when you center people, barriers disappear and communities thrive. Ready for a future where inclusion ISNT optional, this is how you build it. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wander covered. Guangzhou venues set new standard for accessibility ahead of national games for persons with disabilities. Barrier-free done right, two of China's most iconic sporting venues Tianhe Sports Center and Guangzhou Sports Arena just became the first in the country to receive a full 3-star accessibility certified upgrade. From slope-style entrances to tactile paths, braille signage, foot-touch elevators, and audio cues, these aren't aesthetic add-ons. They're a brick-and-mortar signal that access for people with disabilities is now performance-grade. This disability education law turned 50 today. Disability advocates want more. Today marks 50 years since Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the landmark U.S. law that opened public school doors to millions of children with disabilities, was signed. But halfway a century later, many advocates say it's high time to evolve, more funding, better implementation, and updated language to reflect today's reality. Because securing access was just the beginning, now the mission is to make sure that access actually works for everyone. Visit Oregon, the first state to earn accessibility verification. As the first state to be accessibility verified by Will the World, Oregon now offers reliable, on-the-ground accessibility data for 750-plus businesses across 43 communities, everything from ramp grades and doorway widths to roll-in showers and parking access. That means less guesswork and more confidence for travelers, turning accessibility into safety, autonomy, and genuinely inclusive adventure. Oregon is one of the easiest, most empowering places to explore. Case update: when does neurodivergence qualify as a disability? Neurodivergence, not just a difference, sometimes a disability. The latest from People Management breaks down a landmark legal ruling clarifying when conditions like autism or ADHD count as disability under the law. The takeaway: if even one daily activity is substantially and long-term impacted, you may be protected, no need to score low across the board. That means hidden disabilities are getting a louder legal voice. SLAN champions inclusive outdoor spaces as Nigeria reawakens to realities of disability. Public parks and sidewalks matter more than most people realize. In Nigeria, Society of Landscape Architecture Nigeria SLAN is stepping up, arguing that good design ISNT just about looks, it's about dignity, safety, and real access for everyone. From wheelchair-friendly paths to tactile paving for people with visual impairments, SLAN makes it clear, if outdoor spaces aren't built for all bodies, they quietly exclude entire communities. Their call: think ahead, build inclusively, and design with every body in mind. Pick Story, a guide in wheelchair who empowers people with disabilities in Nanjing. Meet the changemaker hitting reset on what it means to be included. In Sunflower Home for the Disabled, a community hub in Nanjing founded by Zhu Junlin, people with disabilities aren't just getting support, they're being empowered to build real lives. From accessible hotels to vocational training, this grassroots project is all about independence, dignity, and proving that when inclusion is built from the ground up, nothing is off limits. World First Tournament hopes to break down barriers between the golf and disability communities. History's about to be made on the fairway in Queensland. A charity golf tournament run by people with intellectual disabilities is teeing off for the very first time. The event, organized by Golf Programs Australia Incorporated GPAI in partnership with PGA of Australia, isn't just a round of golf, it's a bold statement. Inclusion belongs at every tee box. Instead of spectators, players with disabilities are behind the scenes organizing, staffing, even welcoming the pros. Call it golf, redefined, where opportunity, ability, and community take center stage. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, BC. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale. The Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.